Track 4 and more news stories. Council set to demand family farm tax is axed. The immediate withdrawal of the proposed family farm tax is being called for in an urgent motion to be debated by Devon County Council. The call is being made by Okehampton Rural County Councillor Lois Samuel, who is also a member of the ruling cabinet. In a notice of motion to be discussed by the council on December the 5th, she says the imposition of inheritance tax by the Labour government is a threat to the existence of many family farms. It will also jeopardise this country's food security, environmental safeguards, and the rural way of life which depends on farming. Councillor Lois Samuel said, "This is an assault on thousands of farmers who work hard every day of the year to put food on our tables and just want to pass on their farms to their sons and daughters." It's estimated the tax will affect over 70,000 family farms and leave the average farming family with a tax bill of at least £240,000. That will force many farmers to sell some of their land or close entirely, and that will just pave the way for corporate ownership over family ownership. Selling off land or closing farms will put our national food independence at risk at a time when global stability is already fragile. British family farms are critical to ensuring a steady supply of homegrown food. Family farms are the foundation of rural Britain, contributing to local jobs, schools, and essential services. The farms cover 70% of the UK's land, with family farms playing a leading role in nature recovery, biodiversity, and sustainable land management. The sale and fragmentation of these lands would hinder conservation efforts and undermine environmental initiatives.
Following the story about Storm Bert on the previous track, there's a page of pictures showing the effects of the storm. There's flooding between Kingstainton and Teen Grace, and there's pictures of the storm battering the seafront at Dawlish and the seawall walk at Tynmouth. But there's another story which is also related to the storm. The skate park was severely impacted after the storm. "The worst it has been in 10 years is how Newton Abbott's indoor skate park, the Lodge, described the flooding to its premises in the wake of Storm Bert. The team at the town's beloved indoor space have launched a Just Giving page to raise money to cover the cost of the damage brought by the weekend's storm. The team said the flooding had severely impacted its popular skate park and that the costs incurred to right the damage has put a tremendous strain on the volunteer-run space. The true extent of the damage isn't yet known, as the Lodge's Rob Taylor explains. He says, as it stands at the moment, we're not quite sure of the extent of the damage to the skate park itself. We've ripped up a few of the boards to have a look underneath, and initially, in certain areas, it's not looking too good. But we haven't hit the panic button just yet. The next couple of days will tell, but either way, it's not great. And this particular time has been one of the worst. In certain parts of the skate park, the flood water reached around a foot up the wall, with adjacent kitchen and lounge area being completely submerged. The charity urgently needs to purchase pumps to remove the flood water, as well as dehumidifiers, heaters and cleaning supplies, and this is not to mention the costs of redecorating and replacing anything too damaged to save. The Lodge said on its Facebook, "While we've danced through the floods in the past, thanks to our superhero volunteers, this time we're facing the fiercest deluge since our charity kicked off a decade ago. With an initial target of £1,000, the Just Giving page has already raised close to £1,800. Volunteers have been working hard to clear up the Lodge since the weekend's storm." And there's a picture of water covering the floor in their corridor area, I suspect, and it really does look very disheartening.
Devon Medi-Chopper team shortlisted for awards. Team members from the Devon Air Ambulance Trust will be keeping their fingers crossed at a national award ceremony that takes place today, November the 28th. The DAA have been shortlisted for no fewer than 6 prestigious awards at the National Air Ambulances UK Awards of Excellence being held at the Coventry Building Society Arena. The awards are designed to highlight the exceptional critical care skills, dedication and commitment of those working within and supporting the air ambulance community. Included in the 6 award categories is a prestigious Lifetime Achievement Award nomination for the current CEO, Helena Holt, who is set to retire from the charity after 17 years at the helm in spring next year. We are thrilled to be attending the AA UK Awards of Excellence later this month and are incredibly proud to have been shortlisted for several awards that highlight the incredible work achieved by our dedicated team here at the Devon Air Ambulance, said Matthew Bell, the Public Engagement Director for the DAA. To be shortlisted for these awards is testament to the skills, expertise and passion that we are very lucky to have amongst our people. DAA Doctor Tim Nutbeam is shortlisted for Doctor of the Year, and Pilot Captain Richard Applegarth is shortlisted for Pilot of the Year. I could not be prouder of the entire team at Devon Air Ambulance, added Helena Holt, Chief Executive for Devon Air Ambulance. These award nominations reflect the ongoing commitment to our vision and mission as a charity, as well as the passion to strive for continuous improvement in our operations for the people of Devon.
Good Karma Store wins poppy display. The winner of a shop window display competition commemorating Remembrance Day has been announced. The town's branch of the Royal British Legion named Union Streets the Good Karma Store as its winner. The competition saw participating businesses put together a remembrance-themed window display as a part of this year's poppy appeal. And it was Good Karma's personal touch that awarded it first place, with photographs of local service personnel incorporated into its display, which also featured a poppy dress constructed by 9-year-old Reva Wadland-Meek. Chairman of Newton Abbott RBL, Richard Underhill, presented the Good Karma Store's Derek Weeks, himself a veteran, with a trophy and a certificate in recognition of the win. Of the display, Richard said, it shows outstanding care and the photos of local serving people and their history really made it stand out from the crowd. Sweet Dilemma and Hannah's Charity were both highly commended.